This is listener-supported WRFI Community Radio. I'm Michael Memis. A COVID-19 vaccination clinic is taking place this morning. It will be at Tompkins County Public Library from 10 a.m. until noon. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is being administered at the clinic. Those 18 and older are eligible, and it's free for anyone interested. Walk-ins are welcome, but those who would like to make an appointment can do so at the Tompkins County Health website. That's tompkinscountyny.gov/health. The Tompkins County Sheriff's Office announced they have arrested a drunk driver who struck two teenage girls, killing one. The collision took place on Trumansburg Road in the town of Ulysses. Robert J. DeFelice was charged with a DWI, vehicular manslaughter in the second degree, and leaving the scene of a fatal motor vehicle accident. DeFelice was found 20 minutes after the crash on Danby Road near the City of Ithaca line. He was arraigned and remanded to Tompkins County Jail without bail. The other girl is currently at Cayuga Medical Center. She has a broken arm, but is in stable condition. Pesticide products containing the active ingredient chlorpyrifos are now completely prohibited in New York State. Governor Cuomo made the announcement Wednesday. Scientific research has shown that chlorpyrifos can harm nervous system development in infants and young children. The pesticide can also kill insect pollinators, which are essential for the development of economically important crops in the state.
Organophosphate, okay.
The release of the final regulations follows a nearly two-year ban by the State Department of Environmental Conservation, or DEC, on the use of the organophosphate pesticide. The release of the final regulations follows a nearly two-year ban by the State Department of Environmental Conservation, or DEC, on the use of the organophosphate pesticide. Anyone who still possesses the product in New York State must dispose of it or send it out of the state by February 1st, 2022. Today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s. You can listen to this and all of WRFI's news content wherever you get your podcasts. This is WRFI News.